Now, I hope you had a chance to watch my video on Gemma 4, which I made when Gemma 4 came out. Gemma 4, of course, is a large language model that you can run locally on your PC, and Google released different variants of the model at the time of its launch. Now, they've also launched another variant, the 12 billion parameter variant. Now, why is this important? It's important because it's right in the middle there. There was kind of a gap, really, in what they released. It's kind of there in the middle, and it can run on a PC with only 16 gigabytes of RAM. That's the key thing here. So in this video, I want to talk about the requirements in detail, the performance, and the capabilities. So if you want to find out more, please let me explain. Okay, so let's jump into this, the 12 billion dense version of Gemma 4. Now, up until now, we've had four different versions of Gemma 4. We had the E2B version, which was the effective 2 billion version, although it was actually larger than that. We had the E4B, the effective 4 billion version, although in fact it was larger than that. And then we had this huge 31 billion dense one. Then there was also a mixture of experts version, which was a 26 billion A4B mixture of experts version. And actually that one for me was the best of the four in terms of its performance, yet its capabilities and size. That was the best one. However, we now got this new 12 billion dense one. So it's kind of here in the middle. So if you look at the file size, remember models are trained and they're static, and then you download them and then you use them to infer or to generate text. So these two smaller ones were 7 gigs and 9 gigs. And that was just, they're the small ones. They're very good though. They're quite capable. And then at the other end, you get this 18 and 20 gigs. And of course, this also reflects in kind of the amount of memory they need to run as well. So you kind of went from 9 gigs up to 18, you know, you've got this big jump. So this one slots in here in the middle. It's 12 billion dense. So there's no mixture of experts or any other stuff, no effective number of models. It's just pure 12 billion parameter model, 7.6 gigabyte file size. And that gives us some great advantages. You can actually run it on quite a lot of hardware. So you can run it on a PC with just 16 gigabytes of RAM, just with the CPU, and that will work. And we'll talk about the performance you get about that in a minute. You can run it on a graphics card with 16 gigabytes of RAM. That's much more accessible than having to get a graphics card with 32 gigabytes of VRAM. A 16 gigabyte one is more accessible. In fact, you can even run it on a Raspberry Pi, obviously a 16 gigabyte version. So how much RAM do these different versions need? Well, if you run this effective 2 billion one, you need about 6 gigabytes of RAM, either RAM or VRAM, depending on where you're putting it. The effective 4 billion one was at 8 gigabytes. But now here you've got this 12 billion one, just 10 gigabytes. So a little bit bigger than that one, but as we'll see, much more capable. And then you jumped up to the bigger ones, 20 gigabytes and 31 gigabytes. So this one you needed like an RTX 5090 with 32 gigabytes of RAM to run it all from the GPU. So about the performance, well, because this E2B is the smallest one, it's the fastest, 278 tokens a second, which means it was just flying. Even with all the thinking, everything, you'd get a really quick answer from it. The effective 4 billion one was not too far behind, 193 tokens a second. And then if we just jump over to that 26 billion one, which was, as I say, at the time, this really was the winner of all those initial releases, 183. So it was pretty fast and it was much more capable than the effective 4 billion one. And then you got the high complexity of the 31 billion, 60. But this new one is 110. So that's pretty good. It's there in the middle and you get a good speed out of it. But you've also got some good capabilities. Now, as I said, you can run it on other devices that don't have a GPU. So Jetson Thor, which of course does have the GPU built into it. I've got a review of the Jetson Thor here on this channel if you're not sure about the device. 20 tokens a second, an i7 mini PC, 4 tokens a second, just CPU, and then a Raspberry Pi 5, just CPU, 1.25 tokens a second. So what about the capabilities? Well, I've got these kind of questions that will help us kind of, you know, make a mark of what they can and can't do. So they all can answer the Alice question. What's that? Alice has 5 brothers. She also has 3 sisters. How many sisters does Alice's brother have? Now, back in the day, even like GPT 3.5 couldn't get this right. So the fact that we've got this working in, you know, local LLMs is pretty amazing. But there's this hourglass question. Measure 15 minutes with 2 hourglasses, one that's 7 minutes and one that's 11 minutes, the two hourglasses. Now, the two smaller models can't do that. Now, the bigger models could do that, the 26 billion and the 31 billion. Now, the 12 billion model can do it as well. Now, it's worth noting, first of all, that These are all 4-bit quantized versions. They're not the actual versions that Google released. So they have lost a little bit of their capabilities when they were quantized down. Now, Google has a new method now called quantized aware training, and maybe I'll do a different video about that. But as a result, this, I've got Y with a little mark next to it here, because most times you run that question on the 12 billion parameter one, it's going to get it right. But occasionally it gets it wrong. And I think that's because it's right at the very edge of its capabilities. And just depending on how the randomness goes and the other factors, it kind of sometimes can come up with the wrong answer. And then I brought in another question, and this is an interesting one. Beth bakes 4, 2 dozen batches of cookies. So it's 4 lots of 2 dozen batches. Now, that comma is important. Now, again, the smaller models don't get it. They get it wrong and end up working in the wrong mass because they don't work out that it's 4 lots of 2 dozen batches. However, the 12 billion parameter one and then the bigger ones get it all right. So this is a kind of a marking to show you the capabilities, much, much more capable than the smaller ones and much less memory required than the 26 billion or the 31 billion ones. So it's a really good model here, right in the middle, just depending on what hardware you've got to run it. I thought I'd try another one to try to kind of get an idea of its capability. So I asked the model, tell me about Paris in 1883. Now, it has no access to the internet. So whatever it writes is what it knows, what it's been trained on. So it wrote 700 words. It actually did capture the time and place of Paris in 1883 pretty well. After a bit of fact checking, there was one error. It wrote, in 1883 was a golden age for the Parisian art scene. It wrote some more. And then at the end, it said writers like Zola and Gustave Flaubert were exploring the gritty reality of social life and labour. However, it turns out that Flaubert died in 1880. So while his literature, of course, was still around in 1883, he actually wasn't writing in 1883. That you could say that, which is about style, because his writing was still important at that time. But he did say that writers like were exploring, which would imply that he was alive. So, but that's all from memory, as it were. That's all from what it knows. It didn't go on the internet and double check any of that stuff. It just wrote from memory. So those 12 billion parameters have got a lot of stuff in them. That's what I want to point out. There's a lot of stuff in there, and you could use this quite confidently for all kinds of tasks, and it's going to handle it. Okay, so let me just give you a quick demo of it running. Here I am inside of Olama. I've got the 12 billion parameter version of Gemma 4 selected. Tell me about New York in 1901. There you go. So that's going to go away and think about it and then give me an answer. Okay, so here is answer. New York was a city in the midst of profound transformation. It's going about the Great Migration, the immigration into New York, talking about the landscape and the architecture, daily life, social issues. Okay, so that's a pretty nice little essay there. Again, no access to the internet, just what it knows. 12 billion parameters, a lot of knowledge in there. So there you go. Gemma 4. 12 billion parameters. Okay, so there you have it, Gemma 4, 12 billion parameters. You can even run it on a Raspberry Pi. Love to know your thoughts about it in the comments below. My name is Gary Sims. This is Gary Explains. Hope you enjoyed the video. If you did, please do give it a thumbs up. And if you like these kind of videos, I invite you to stick around by subscribing to the channel. Okay, that's it. I'll see you in the next one.